1990. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight, bro? Tonight is a crazy new episode. We have the one and only YS Chase with us right here in the building as we speak. It's going to be insane. You guys are going to love it. We also have the 233 podcast with us tonight too, who's having his own interview with us next week. And we also have my boy Jelloland too, who's also in the building. Shout out to him. So yo, it's going to be a crazy night. We can't wait. We also got two new songs for you guys, one of which we just reached out to recently, all the way from Toronto, from West Avenue, a song called K Rule. It is actually insane. The song is genuinely crazy. It's like, it's very much my style of music, very much, very boom bap esque type of old school vibe. I love it. We also got a new song from my boy Bimboy Curly from his latest project. He's dropping a song called Coraline. I got to hear the song before everyone else, and yo, shout out to him. It's crazy. He's bringing the vibes all summer long. So yeah, without further ado, guys, we're gonna start off this insane night with West Avenue, K Rule. Let's get it.
You feel like you're lactose. I'm intolerant to you, so I just like the flames and let go with the fumes. Emboldened by the spirit on Jesus juice. What would Jesus do? I'd rock on water just to show you that I'm the truth. Traveling through the galaxy, my jetpack on tight. Scavenge for amenities, I don't settle for a bite. So open up the 4 years and let me just dive in. I preach to you now, you best not treat me like Pharisees. Hey, listen, smoother than your gun smoke. Jumping in that pool pit, louder than your floorboards. Nickname is the grill. My aesthetic might just start a storm. I'm way ahead of the air, bro. You struggle your aims off. I'm really like Donkey Kong. Yeah, yeah, the new King K. I had to turn the level up now, it's by getting paid. Yeah, yeah, we on a different level now, nigga. Bitch, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not one too cool in the crowd when I speak. You remember how it sounds, all the feelings that it brought you. My peace finds peace in a puzzle. Muzzle, gun smoke, blunt range, punch a whole hole, every lung toke. Don't hold your breath now. So breathe in, breathe out, yeah. I'm never late, God gave me just a different time. And I do believe, yeah, my knees don't bleed. I face love how you do. It's different problems, same path, we is green peas too. So if you sick, know your neighbor made some green bean soup. So find shade by the tree root. Fresh air, rub dirt, heal any cut deeper. Turn your stonewall mud, so watch it wash away. X-ray hand helps to clean up. Only pressure if you walk away. No tight timing, so we can wait. 808 bass, no frequency. Shit's loud, how it shake you to confusion. Dissonant views when the mirror meets not you. Top to bottom, you can rot when the stomach knot ties you down. Only LOAs, shit gets hot on the hell floor. If you hell bent, ain't stuck till you 88 or pick an early grade.
Don't be stupid now.
I just want to start a flame, pocket, head is lame, body. Fuck, help me, I got a problem. Yeah, you can't fight. Yeah, this is the fast life.
1690. We are back. Those were two back-to-back bangers. Anyways, guys, we finna run it right now, bro. The one and only YS Chase is here with us, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, bro. How are you feeling?
We lit, bro. We lit. It's a beautiful day. What was a beautiful day? The weather's been kind of bipolar lately, but
no cap.
You know what? It is what it is. We'll deal with it another day.
Yeah, bro.
And yo, but honestly, man, let's just get right into it. So tell the viewers a little bit about yourself. Who is YS Chase?
So, bro, grew up in a small town, some friends, you know what I mean? Just kicking the shit, not doing much, bro. I used to grow up skateboarding, all that.
Damn, okay, so, skater boy.
I got a big brother, so I grew up with a lot of, like, old school music, and I was around a lot of music, especially with my mom being from Quebec. And, yeah, my boy Jello started making music, and I wanted to as well, but he was doing a lot more than me at the time, so I linked up with him, became closer, and now we're here.
That's what's up, bro. It's been a crazy road, bro. Yeah, honestly, bro. Y'all been making crazy moves lately, bro. The entirety of, like, yo.
Loki, we've been lacking recently, but yeah, bro. Thank you.
Bro, y'all have been doing crazy stuff, bro, for real. Nice. Shout out. You also got fur.
Yeah, bro. Shop fur.
Shop fur. It's not actually fur, but the brand is called fur, and they actually got me my own fur shirt. Shout out to you guys. This is awesome. It's yellow.
Yes, sir, bro. The yellow drop's not out yet, so we gave it to you pre-drop.
Free drop, bro. It's we call it not limited, but before you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Exclusive before the exclusive, bro. I feel honored. I'm yellow's awesome. Yeah, I love yellow. It brings out the color in my eyes, you know what I mean?
No, we appreciate you having us, so.
Of course, bro. Y'all are awesome. Bro. So, what made you want to start music? Like, how old were you when you started music?
I was, like, actually, take it a little further back. So, I was, like, probably, like, 11, 12 when my boys started doing, like, just, like, meme rap as a, like, joke there. So, I, like, did it with them, whatever. And then I actually wanted to make music. So Jello was actually making real music, not meme rap. So when I was like 12, 13, I started talking to him, asking him for tips and stuff. So around like 12, 13, I started really locking in. And yeah, just been doing it ever since. And yeah, bro, just been grinding with Jello, trying to find better ways to put ourselves out there and promo, you know what I mean? So.
Promo. Yo, honestly, yeah. But it's... Y'all have been doing crazy moves, bro, especially with promo-wise. Like, I've been seeing y'all... everywhere, yeah, bro. It's insane. Y'all must have crazy insights for real.
This guy, Jello, bro. He's creative as hell, bro. He's got all the ideas on lock, bro. If I'm stuck and I have no idea what to do, like for anything, it can be a cover art to like a way to promo a song. This guy's got it in his head. He's like the I don't know what you call it, but he's the one.
The mastermind.
Yeah. He's got the game on lock.
No, 100%, bro. He's got some crazy ideas, bro. Hopefully, he still got some more in the future. Well, I don't doubt it.
We're gonna gum up together, bro.
I see what you did there, bro. Say that again.
We're gonna come up together, bro.
That's what's up. So, yo, speaking of coming up together, bro, we also have four of your songs that we're gonna play right here, right now, exclusive on the come up,
bro. Nice.
The first two songs we're going to play are Rolling and No Name.
All right. Man.
These are older songs, am I correct?
Yeah, I haven't posted in a bit. I'd like to preview my unreleased, but obviously they're not released. So I got to get to releasing the good ones I want. So.
That's what's up. We're going to talk more about your unreleased very soon. But yo, right now we're going to play Rolling and No Name, bro. So yo, 1690, this is the come up. YS Chase, fur in the building, bro. Let's get it.
Yeah. tattoos on my ass. Think quick, but I gotta move fast. If I see the cops, then I'm doing the dash. Don't fuck it up, all I want is the cash. Wake up just to get a bag. These bitches want me cause all of my swag. SVGs, but we waving our flags. Can't hang with us, yeah, we know that you whack. Get it stacked, see my True Religion hat. Spend the money, then I get it right back. I've been selling packs, and you know it's no cap. Geek off the molly, roll into the trap. Free bro, free net. You know I'm still stacking, I'm selling that crack. Spinning your block like a laundry mat. Then I put you where your laundry at. This shit getting hot, I have to sell it. Put a pussy in the ground if you telling. Got your bitch in the trap with the felons. Idiots on my snap for the selling. Talk shit, don't trip, don't lag. Brody on deck, yeah, you let that shit blast. There's not an op that I don't wanna slap. There's not an op that I don't wanna smack. Run around, yeah, I gotta try bumping. In the back and I got a bitch, fuck it. Bitch, I'm on stacks, I don't need an introduction. Up in an op, bro, Glock at the bus. Don't you owe me money or something? Or you think it's funny or something? That boy really think I'm on nothing. Now that boy's brains are gushing. Pull up, hop out with gang. My teeth shine like Johnny Dang. My click elite, we aim for brains. Shooters with me, yeah, you know that I bang. Okay, big SVG's what I rep. I'm really a savage, you know that I step. I'm stacking up, getting rich on my set. Smoke gas with truths on my ass. Think quick, bro, I gotta move fast. If I see the cops, I'm doing a dash. Don't fuck it up, all I want is the cash. Wake up just to get a bag. These bitches want me cause all of my swag. SVG's gonna be waving our flags. Can't hang with us, yeah, we know that you whack. Get it stacked, see my True Religion hat. Spend the money, then I get it right back. I've been selling packs, so you know it's no cap. Geek off the molly, roll into the trap. Free bro, free net. You know I'm still stacking up, selling that crack. Spinning your block like a laundry mat. Then I put you where your laundry at. This shit getting hot, I have to sell it. Put a pussy in the ground if you telling. Got your bitch in the trap with the felons. Idiots on my snap for the selling. Talk shit, don't trip, don't lag. Brody on deck, yeah, you let that shit blast. There's not an op that I don't wanna slap. There's not an op that I don't wanna smoke.
Bitch, she was tripping. Told that bitch, kick rocks. I told that bitch, I'm leaving. Told the hoe she don't know what she missing. I got me a missus and I started geeking. Moved on to the money, I'm fiending. Moved on to the money, I'm tweaking. Moved on to the money, I need it. Moved on to the money, I. Bitch, I moved on to the money, I. Bitch, I moved on to the money, I. Said I moved on to the money, I. Moved on to the money, I. She know I moved on to the money, I. Yeah, she know I moved on to the money, I. She know I moved on to the money, I. Yeah, she know I moved on to the money, I. Moved on to the money, yeah. Bitch, I've been making that cash. Thank God for the people that hate me and that negativity. That shit just made me laugh. Cause I moved on to the money, yeah. I've been running around doing laps. Been running around the city like I'm Flash. If you run on me, that boy hit the dash. If you run on me, that boy hit the sprint. Fucking laser, put the boy in the splint. Throw the ass up, but all we do is win. Throw the ass up, cause all we do is sin. I'm in my bag, locked in. Hop on the beach, just give me a couple minutes. I swim with the sharks, bro, you swim with the fishes. I swear I can't fuck with none of you bitches.
Hey, did you know that there's new music every Wednesday at 11 a.m.?
That's unheard of.
Exactly.
Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for my show, Unheard Of. I'm Dom, and you're listening to CJLO 6090 AM.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, post-rock, math rock, noise rock, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense at 10 p.m. Mondays. Or check it out online at cjlo.com/shows/past-tense.
From June 25th to July 4th, the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal invites you to 10 days of music and over 350 concerts right in the heart of the Quartier des Spectacles. See them for free at Place des Festivals. The Bar Brothers, Coco Roco, Engine de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint Levant, Patrick Watson, Simino, and many others. Full lineup at montrealjazzfest.com, presented by TD Bank Group in collaboration with Rio Tinto.
The International Nuit d'Afrique Festival, presented by TD.
1690. We are back at it again, bro. We just heard two back-to-back bangers from the one and only YS Chase, bro. How do you feel, man?
I feel good, bro.
You feel good? You feeling lit?
Bro. Yeah, bro, I'm lit. I'm all right.
That's what's up. It's pretty hot in here. Admittedly, it is pretty warm.
Yeah, we had to turn the fan off for y'all, but it's all right. Bro.
It's all right. It's
not too bad.
It's a sacrifice, but you know what? It is.
Yeah, I've had some hotter nights.
But yeah, honestly, it'd be like that sometimes. So yeah, let's talk about your two songs that we just played. We just heard two back-to-back bangers, Rollin' and No Name.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about those songs? What was the process behind that?
So I'm a very versatile artist. I don't stick with one beat ever. Recently, I kind of been like fucking around with like a certain style, but I'm very versatile, so I never pick a like one beat and stick with that. So
right.
At the time, I just found Baby Chief do it, and his sound was like so different. So I just like hopped on one of his beats. So that was that for Rollin', and I think I did a pretty decent job. I like that one personally.
Yeah, you hold your own role for
him. And for No Name, that one actually was someone wanted to do a feature. Actually, he found us because we made music and stuff, and he wanted to make a track, so I did. And he didn't really like his part, so I asked if I could just post it like solo. He said yeah, because I found the beat was so hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how that one happened.
Honestly, yo, they were tough as hell, bro. I'm excited to hear more about the stuff you have in the future, the unreleased, bro.
Yeah,
what can you
bro.
Tell us about the unreleased? Like, is it part of, like, a project, an EP, an album, maybe?
Maybe. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure, but I might do, like, a little EP. But as of now, I'm doing some, like, somewhere, like, melodic. Like, I'm trying to, like, sing, bro. You know what
Ooh,
I mean? I'm
okay.
trying to, like, some melodic, bro.
What kind of influences are you pulling from?
I don't know. To be honest, bro, like, the rap game now is so terrible. I'm not even gonna hold you. So like, to be honest, there's no one really influencing me. Like, it's just everyone's kind of all terrible. Like, it's not even music, bro.
My favorite rapper is Dax. No, I'm joking. It's Dax.
Nah, bro, I take a lot of influence from, well, like my friends that do music and like the people I've met that like around here that I know that do music. So like my music friends, like they're the ones who inspire me, because like I have a friend like who can actually sing, like, and he's like teaching me a bit. It's insane. He learned all that off autotune, so like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to like explore my vocal
vocal range.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
bro.
It's good that you're experimenting, because you know what, being comfortable nowadays is like the worst thing you could do. If you keep playing it safe, bro,
yeah,
you're
bro.
Gonna keep like making the same thing over and over again. But like at the same time, man, you gotta have fun with it.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
What made you want to do the vocal melodic change, though?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I've always liked the auto tune and like just the how they prolong the words and the auto tune. Like, I don't know. It's just it's really nice to hear. I don't know. So like, I got into like Xavier So Bass, I would say, like, I guess almost like 2 years ago. I'd say last winter, and like it took me a while. I had to like train myself to like get into it, but I don't know, just the way he was, like, with his auto-tune and stuff, I don't know, it's just hella, like, smooth, so, I don't know, it's really, like...
He flowed on the beat that a way that was different, but also felt, like, very smooth.
And personally, like, when I do it myself, I don't know, it feels like, I'm not really into, like, that, like, just, like, the pure rap, you know what I mean? Like, I like some melodic, like, music, you know what I mean?
Honestly, yeah, it's good to switch it up a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes, like, when you want to keep going hard, you know, it's just, like... It becomes a bit repetitive at some point.
Yeah, like you can have a great song and still have some tough-ass bars if you're singing, bro. You just got to do it in a good way.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like the one rapper that took the melodic route, but it genuinely surprised me, was Baby Keem. You ever hear the melodic blue?
Yeah, yeah.
16?
Yeah.
The whole album is just hard.
Yeah.
And then the last song is just want you think about you.
No, he's definitely good. I don't listen to Baby Keem, but he's fire for sure. He's got numbers for a reason. You know what I mean?
For real. Did you listen to his last album?
No, but I know some of the tracks. I know
some of the tracks are pretty good. Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's a bit sad that he did drop a bit so late because no one talks about it anymore.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him in a minute.
It's,
but
it's kind of, it did damage his, what do you call it, his relevancy, I guess.
Yeah, he's not as relevant no more, sadly.
He wasn't consistent. Well, consistent. Like, being consistent can be because of consistency in quality, consistency of posting.
Could be his A&Rs. We never know.
Honestly, yeah. But yeah, honestly, consistency is key. So tell me this, what is the key factor when you make your own music? Like, what's the defining factor?
Having someone that you enjoy recording with, like, that brings out the actual energy, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, recording alone is fine, you know what I mean, but not all the time. Try to, like, do it, like, with someone that, like, that just, you can crush a song in like 2 minutes. Like, me and Jello, we got like that bond. We don't even have anything in mind and we can make a song like that, bro. So like,
just like that, just
yeah,
on the fly.
The chemistry
do it right now. No, I'm joking.
Good.
No. But no, honestly, it's always good to have that one person that's able to push you.
Yeah, having good someone with good chemistry, someone you got good chemistry.
100%. And so speaking of having multiple people on a project, when can we expect a Jelloland YS Chase collab project?
Yeah, bro, we haven't done that in a minute, actually. Yeah. I'm down.
You down for that? That'd
yeah,
be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Bro, let me know, bro. I'll listen to that. I'll be the first person to listen to that.
Shit, bro.
I'll have it on repeat. That.
We'll start. So yeah, that's a good idea.
That'd be a cool thing. And what about for upcoming projects? What can you tell us about your upcoming projects? Do you have, like, a reoccurring theme in your projects? Is it going to be, like, a concept album? Or is it just going to be, like, a regular EP?
Not really like a concept, but it's gonna be like I was saying, like more of the melodic stuff. Like, I don't really have too much like melodic. Well, I don't really have anything that's melodic out right now. But yeah, it's. I might do like a little EP, but I'm not too sure. So it's all gonna be a little bit the same on some like R&B jerk kind of wave. But
wait, yeah, a jerk beat would actually be kind of crazy.
Yeah. Jerk. I've been on the jerk, but the melodic jerk does.
Melodic jerk.
I'm telling you, bro.
Jerk as in the type. Yeah, pause.
I'm telling you, bro.
Pause, guys. We're talking about music. Musical.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what the names. I don't know who calls it that, but yeah, bro. I just make the music, dude.
You just make the music. Yeah, and you know what, bro? You do it very well.
Thank you, bro.
You do it great. And I think that's all that matters at this point.
Thank you, bro.
But yo, speaking of more good music, we're going to play two more songs from you, bro. UAV and Friday the 13th.
Yes, sir.
You ready for this, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Back-to-back bangers, bro. This is UAV by YS Chase. Let's get it.
Up in my my jeans. Wake up early in the morning just to feed the fiends. Yeah. My fit calling Mr. Clean. Bitch, I pop out all designer, now that bitch what she with me. She giving brain GD. I don't know what that bitch seeing me. Pull up to your crib, B&E. Make the party lit, we lit with GG.
Shown to children before they can even enter consciousness, which means the program of birth is based around fear.
To celebrate 40 years of music, sharing, and connection from July 7th to 19th. For 13 days, Montreal will come alive to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Be sure not to miss Benin International Musical, Melodie, and The Two. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Cette émission est une présentation du Festival international de jazz de Montréal. Du 25 juin au 4 juillet, c'est plus de 350 concerts, dont les deux tiers sont gratuits, en plein cœur du quartier des spectacles. Bonne émission!
Yo, 1690, we are back at it again, bro. Those were two back-to-back bangers. UAV and Friday the 13th by Y.S. Chase, bro. How you feeling about that, man?
I'm feeling good, bro. Yeah, I definitely like UAV a lot, but nobody really like ever listened to that.
Yeah. No, honestly, we're having technical difficulties right now. But, yo, honestly, it's going to be all right. It's going to be lit. But, yo, in the meantime, while we sort this little thing out, we can play more of your music.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
That's up to you, bro.
How about, what was the last song you dropped? It was One Take. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yo, you can play whatever, dude.
One Take. That's what's up. So, yo, let's talk to us about One Take. What's the story behind this song?
Actually, I'm not too sure. I think I was just chilling at home late night, you know what I mean? And I was just really feeling like the vibes. So I just, yeah, bro. Just chill ass, chill song.
Chill ass, chill song.
Yeah,
but yo,
bro. It's like a late night vibe song, you know?
A late night vibe song. But yo, we're gonna listen to this right now. One Take by Y.S. Chase. Right before these technical difficulties. Let's get it.
Something like a third degree. I'm a swimmer, she the option of a perjury. I'm like a doctor, seen the bone, I need that money. I swear all my ops are broke, man, it's funny. Why I'm leaning so much lean up in my tummy. Selling crack to fiends, baby, you know I'm always hungry. Hungry, hungry, I done got my money up. Pussy boy, don't trust, been in the L, we gon' flip up your truck. She said she wanted kids, but I do not, not in her butt. I'm just like graffiti writer, I stay racking up. Give a fuck about a vest, we sending shots up to your chest. Fuck the ops, they got no moves, you know I play around like it's chess. I stay with the gadgets like my name is Johnny Test. Pull up to the output, see you better try your best. Big SVGs, we step up, stepping on your neck. They call me Nike cause I always get that check. Nonchalant as fuck, you think I'm off a tech. Rep 613, but I got family in Quebec. Olds gang, SVGs, that's what I rap. If you need a pack, you know I got the best.
You're we back at it again, bro. YS Chase, we just heard One Take by YS Chase. How you feeling about that, man?
I'm feeling good, bro. How's the technical difficulties going?
The technical difficulties are still technically
difficulting.
They're definitely difficulting, per chance. I don't know why this is happening. It is
no clue.
Very annoying.
I have no idea why this is happening.
Unless it's just like the system within our studio that's just working. Because if it is, that will really piss me off. Respectfully, CJ Lowe, we have enough money to do this. Why is this happening? It's only in the studio, guys. So we've actually didn't have any problems. It was just within us, bro. Wow, what's the word? The plot thickens.
Yeah, bro.
The plot thickens. What a plot twist. Yeah. But yo, let's get back into the interview. It is my favorite part of this of tonight. The quote of the day.
Come here, boss. I'm gonna get my boy. He did it for Jello last time, so he's gonna do it for me this time.
Alright, so this quote is like a quote from like me and Chase type shit. Like, he knows it before me, but doesn't believe that like I knew that shit.
Yeah.
But the quote of the day is everything happens for a reason.
That's what's up.
But to add on, to make it deeper, everything happens for a reason, but you gotta make the reason for it.
I believe that. I believe that. That's some real shit. I like that.
Alright, that was pretty tough. That was
pretty tough, bro.
Valid.
Preach. Yeah, I fuck with that.
Everything does happen for a reason, though, whether it's good or bad.
Everything happens for a reason, man. It's just like, you know, sometimes it's, things happen in a weird way, I like to think. Like, even this, like, why is this?
That's what I mean, bro. The technical difficulties happening for a reason. Bro.
They're happening for a reason. It's aura farming, bro. The managers are trying to test to see what I would do, whether I would crack under pressure, whether I would crack. Well, crack.
Pause.
Respectfully, no.
Pause.
No means no.
No.
Believe that shit. So, yo, what can you talk? What can you say? What can you tell us about your latest song that you just that we just heard?
So One Take, low-key, I just hadn't posted in a while, and I've been wanting to post that one, and I realized I never dropped it, so dropped it. I guess I didn't really, like, the time frame for dropping it wasn't really, like, what I was wanting, but still worked out. People love it. All my boys, it was one of, like, my favorite unreleased that they had, so they wanted me to drop it, so I did. But, I'm really itching to drop my unreleased, dude. It's so, like, I find my music that's posted right now is completely, like, dog water compared to what I got in my unreleased.
But, yo, it's not even a question of if. It's more of a question of when, bro. So, when can we expect new music?
So, low-key, probably sometime, like, within, like, next week or so.
Oh,
like,
shit. Okay,
yeah, like, soon. Really, really, really soon. Because I haven't dropped in a while. Like, me and Jello were just talking about this in the whip on the way here. But, yeah, we haven't dropped in, like, a minute, especially me. So, yeah, and I got, like, 2-3 that are ready to go, so, yeah.
2-3?
Yeah, bro, 2-3.
2-3? How many songs? Like, what, six? No.
I got three. got like 6-7 songs, bro.
I'm not even trolling, bro.
I'm not
it's
even
like
trolling.
The third time this, like, every episode, I end up saying 6-7, like unconventionally, just and everyone was just like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Like, bro, what is that? I was trying to figure out for the longest time what 6-7 even meant, and then I just found that I meant nothing. I was like, you're a liar.
I don't even know what it means, actually, bro. I just know Skrilla said that randomly in a song. That's it.
6-7.
That's it. 6-7, bro. I don't even think it means nothing for him. I think he just said it as a filler.
Exactly, and that's what screws everyone up. They're like, oh, it's an inside joke. You don't even understand it.
Oh, bro. At my work, I sell food. Well, I make food, and, like, got to sell that, right? And it's numbered. So when, like, the kids from school come and they get 67, bro, it's insane.
It's insane, bro. It's like they're Roman Empire.
Oh, my God, they freak out.
I was going to say they're 9-11, but that wouldn't even make sense. But yeah, like,
they freak out, bro.
No, I saw this shirt on eBay. It was like 6, 7, and 9, 11. And those four numbers all correlate to each other. Because 6, 7, 7, 11, 9, 11, and 6, 9. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is like, I need this shirt immediately. This is probably be like the worst purchase I'll ever buy. But it would be so worth it. It would be the best. What's the craziest thing you ever spent money on?
Craziest thing?
Yeah.
I just bought my girl a whip.
Woo! Okay, yo, that's
I would say that's the craziest.
Yeah, honestly, bro, that's a good purchase. I respect that. Thank you.
She needed a whip. She's been looking for a while. She needs to go to college next year. Well, she doesn't need to, but she really wants to, and that's her plan. So
that's what's up. No, honestly, yeah. A man who provides. Wait, what's this thing that my sister does? She does just this. Clock it.
Yeah. Clock it. I know that's some real shit, bro.
Yeah, good for you, man. Honestly, that's good. That's some good shit. That's a real man right there, for real. I wish I had someone buy me a car. It'd be like that, you know.
Oh, bro.
I need a sugar daddy, something.
Oh, but, bro, I'm different. I'm hell different. I always try to be different.
That's the best thing, especially in this industry, bro. Being different is essential. If you're not different, or if you don't stand out in any way, you will never get like the representation or the appreciation you deserve. You know what I mean,
bro?
If you're not doing like some crazy shit, and you'll never be like, it's kind of sad too.
Yeah, you just gotta get outside the box, get outside your own bubble, you know. Especially like, even just me by myself when I'm making music alone. Sometimes I just gotta get out my own bubble and just do it. You know what I mean?
100%, bro. Like even for me, like when I was promoting my anniversary party, I was doing the dumbest shit. I dressed up as the Cat in the Hat, just to like, and like I was doing magic tricks with the Cat in the Hat bottle. Like I pull out like a bottle of vodka. Don't drink, by the way, but because I finished it. I was just trying to get people's attention. It worked.
Yeah, bro. If it works, it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was selling my soul. No, I'm joking. I'm selling my soul.
Don't sell your soul. Keep it.
Don't
soul.
Sell your soul, bro. Especially in this industry, bro. That's like the worst thing you can do, bro. It's horrible, bro. I've honestly, bro, like, within the underground, you don't see it. You don't see people like trying to sell their soul because people don't want to be mainstream.
Oh, because they're so bad, bro.
Exactly, bro. Being mainstream like, nowadays, it's so overrated.
Yeah, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Xavier and Netspan, but man, bro, I feel like me and Jello are so much better, bro. I'm not even trying to glaze ourselves, bro. But like, bro, I got so many tracks that I can. Anyway, let's not get on there.
No, honestly, bro, y'all gotta give credit where credit is due, bro. Y'all are doing great things. Y'all are doing crazy moves, bro.
Appreciate it.
So, like, let me ask you this. Would you still consider yourself underground within the next 5 years?
Next 5 years? Probably.
Probably?
Yeah. Because the sound I'm going for, it's not really, like, for everyone, you know? But hopefully not. But
hopefully not.
Maybe. No, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, too underground though, you know what I mean? I'd be like, if I was like a Net Xavier underground, that's cool with me.
That's more than enough. But honestly, I feel like you can be mainstream but have the underground mentality.
Yeah, bro, that's for sure, bro. I'm not trying to if ever when I go mainstream, 100%. I'm not gonna be like a Hollywood like ass motherfucker, bro. I'm just gonna be me, bro. Like if you text me and like, I don't know, you need help, whatever, and I see it, I'm gonna respond, you know. So it's like,
shit, okay, you man of your word, I like that.
Yeah, bro, of course.
So like when you said Hollywood, like you wouldn't want to do like a movie?
No, I mean like I don't want to like not respond to people just because I'm famous,
okay,
you know?
Okay,
I mean?
Like have someone like manage your stuff, like a a social media manager?
Like, obviously it would be hard to answer everyone, because depending how many messages come in, but like, bro, I would try, you know what I mean? As hard as it is, I would, bro, because I know how much that means to a person, you know?
100%. Yeah. It's important to care.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, doing the show, like, it's important to, like, show interest, like, actually listen to the songs full out, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, if you don't care, then what's the point?
Exactly.
And, like, you gotta take the time out of your day to actually, like, show, like, okay, you know what? I like your music. Let's talk. Let's do something. Let's work. And, like, it creates a connection.
Yeah, bro, not a lot of people are like that nowadays.
I know, bro, it's sad. People want, like, all the fame, but, like, none of the, what's the word? Not even the hard work. It's just, like,
oh, that's definitely it. They want the fame, but they don't want to do the work.
That's true. That's very true. They want
to. I'm sure I was like that at first, but I kind of realized you kind of got to do some work to it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, honestly, even me a bit. To be honest, I didn't even, when I first started the show, I had no idea what it was going to be. Yeah, so, like, when I had people text me, like, oh, play my music, I was like, do I really want to? I don't know. And after I forced myself to, like, come out of my shell.
Yeah.
Adopted the White Boy with Sauce alter ego.
There you go.
And, like, I became a little social butterfly despite everything. But, yeah, honestly, bro, it's important to care. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Would you ever do, like, speaking of connection, would you ever do, like, a movie? Like, a biopic of yourself?
Bro, I would love to, man. Bro, I'd want it to be, like, yo, I'd want to do it, bro. Like, you know how, like, Ice Cube, like, grew up and he did, like, his own movies, like Boys in the Hood and all that?
Yeah.
Bro, I'd want to do that. Like, his Friday movies. Bro,
love that.
Friday, next Friday, all that, bro. Yeah, bro. I'd want to do that, bro. That'd be so sick.
That'd be amazing.
Like, if I can't, someone, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know who I would do for me, but someone that's, like, relevant and that everyone loves, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Like, but, like, it's crazy that you brought up Ice Cube, because when they did his biopic for N.W.A., his son actually played him
in the movie. Yeah, that's true.
Crazy. That's insane. Like, yeah. That would be amazing.
I would do that, but not, bro. Like, yeah, for sure. Definitely, 100%.
Low-key, though, if I had a movie made about me, I don't know who would play me. I would probably want, like, I don't know, like, what's that actor's name? He's the little brother of a famous actor. Dave Franco. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he looks nothing like me, but I think that'd be cool. That or Don Cheadle.
I'd want someone funny, you know, like Ryan Reynolds funny, bro.
Mm.
He doesn't look like me, but someone funny, bro, you know what I mean?
There's makeup nowadays. There's CGI. Yo, we can...
Facts.
No, my camera go camis.
We got AI now, dude. We got AI. We can do whatever.
That's what scares me, bro. AI in general is just horrifying.
Dude, you can do it. Tell me about it.
But it's so soulless. It's like, mine really. Like, even like, okay, most people in school struggling throughout the school year. Let's all admit it. You all use AI. You all use that ChatGPT.
Hey, bro, I graduated because.
Dude, the most people I ain't graduating, they can tell. They can tell. There's a whole ChatGPT detector now. So, but like.
For real?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, it's insane. Like, you can put it in, like, there's, like, a program called ChatGPT Detector. So it's AI to detect AI.
Okay, there. That's, wow.
Was that? Yeah, there's also Turn It In. That's also true.
Oh, my God, bro. Using AI to detect AI.
Exactly. Like, it's like you're using the robots to fight the robots. What if the robots are working for each other?
Bro, they definitely are, dude. No, it's crazy, bro. You know, we had AI like years ago, and they just only released it now.
Yeah, like, imagine what they've been doing for years.
I don't think they know how like strong it is.
Dude, remember how AI videos used to look like? Like, you could tell it was AI.
Oh my god, dude!
And now look at it today.
Yo, it was so crazy. It's crazy.
It's horrifying.
Insane. It's insane.
You could put like Will Smith next to like George Washington. And it would look so real,
bro.
But, like, it's scary.
Yo, I had to bring my girlfriend. She had a doctor's appointment. She got asked to sign, like, this paper, like, yes or no. Because, like, for, like, this AI scribe. So they have this thing. Like, when you go to the doctors, they ask you, like, if you want to do it, like, yes or no. So it's basically, like, this AI, like, triangle box that listens to you. So, like, obviously, like, she's taking, like, the doctor's notes and whatever. But come on, bro. That's so data collection.
That's insane.
And it, she's like, oh, it self-deletes after 24 hours.
Oh, bullshit.
Bro, the AIs know how to, like, anyway, bro.
That's so, all they need, bro. Now, bro, they're going to have her voice in, like, shit, Vietnam or some shit.
Bro, it's everywhere, dude. It's everywhere.
But even in music, too, bro. Have you heard AI music?
Dude, I literally listen to AI Take A, bro.
No way.
Yeah, bro. He's locked up. What do you want me to listen to? The music that's not out? And he's good, bro. He sounds like Take A.
That's the problem, bro. Some of it is decent, but, like, it leaves a sour taste. It's like doing something you know you don't want to do, or, like, you know it's bad.
Oh, but that's the crazy thing. You could literally go AI Drake. As long as the word AI is in there, you could post it and make money from it.
That's scary. Yeah, that's bad.
Like, that AI Take A guy I listened to, it's all his. He's doing the work, so it's not wrong, but
is it
in,
like,
a way, it's wrong.
Is it him actually doing the vocals, or, like, it's just, like, he put a ChatGPT to the, like, yo, sound like Take
A? So, I'm not sure how he does it, but I know there's a way you can, like, you can make a track, mm-hmm. and then you can go on to, like, a AI, and you just change the voice to, like, whatever artist.
That is scary. Yeah, what, bro, the hell?
Just sing like them. Don't have to sound like them. Just sing like them, and you could do that. But there's probably other ways now. There's, like, hella apps now you can get. Like, it's insane. Bro,
oh,
like,
my God.
AIs make beats now, bro. They do everything.
Honestly, I feel like it kills creativity.
Oh, yeah. I'm never doing that.
I know people that are, like, down to use it. Like, oh, bro, it's the future. Screw that. We need a new renaissance. Low-key, bro. Yeah, AI bro. Is going to push the new renaissance.
Bro, I don't know. AI is going to... I have a bad feeling about AI, dude.
Dude, everyone does. Like, that's the thing. Like, some people who are, like... I wouldn't say... Okay, well, here's the thing. Everyone's opinion... is justified, it's heard, it's respected. That's why it's an opinion. So here's my opinion, here's my perspective. I think AI is the soulless, mediocre, creativity killing machine that's, like, the worst thing that could happen to humanity, and it's so sad to watch it.
Yeah,
because, like, music is supposed to be that one thing that's supposed to make us as a species, like, unique in the whole universe.
Facts, bro.
And then we're having robots do it. It's like...
It's not even robots, bro. That's the thing.
That's, like, so scary about it.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, how would you explain artificial intelligence to someone that has no idea what it is? You know what I mean? Like, it's not a robot. It's like...
It's a computer. Yeah, it's a computer. Like, but it's like...
It's still... Like, we know what it is, but it still doesn't even make sense, bro. We just gotta live with it.
It's a computer, but it's sentient. It can create things.
It knows everything, bro.
What if the AI just decided to, like, yo, I don't want to do this anymore.
Bro, they already have been.
I know.
I don't know what, like... It's... I don't know, bro.
We have to revert back to the Stone Age, bro. We gotta go back. We can't have
it. Maybe not that far, bro.
I don't know.
I need FL. I need FL to record.
We'll find new ways, but that's the thing. Like, how do we progress as a society without AI? Like, we've done it before, but now it's like with everything evolving.
Yeah, but what's AI for, bro? It's just for lazy ass people, bro.
But everyone's becoming lazy. That's the thing. Everyone is slowly becoming lazy. Think about it. We all get lazy. I get lazy.
Yeah, but bro, you can have lazy days. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know why everyone's turning lazy. Yo,
it's
everything. Everything's definitely controlled, but I have no clue, bro. I have no clue. I'm glad I'm a Canadian, though.
Me too.
Not an American, for sure.
Me too.
Because I feel like they're a lot lazier, bro.
Yeah, things in the States are kind of... They're kind of. Things are going.
Everywhere,
in
bro.
In the States, bro.
Everywhere.
It's scary. It's weird. Between the Epstein files, let's not talk about the Epstein files again.
I keep talking about that.
I don't know why I keep talking about it. That and yeah, yo, honestly, I found
we're still coming for you, Bill Gates. Don't worry.
100%. Bill Gates is next. But honestly, you know what I noticed, and this is very, like, it's cool to see. I watched the Michael Jackson movie for the first time.
I was gonna watch that, bro, but apparently they're cutting out a lot of, like, important stuff, like making him look like a bad person, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. They cut out so much stuff. But and here's another thing. The movie, by critics, they destroyed it. It's at, like, what, 10% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh,
keep in mind, no one cares about Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. These are critics. Paid for critics.
Yeah.
But the audience reviews are 90. Like, so there's this very weird imbalance of just random things. And now when you look at the documentary of Michael Jackson trying to expose him for being a pedophile or or whatnot, you know, it's just like, and the audience scores are like at 20 and the actual critics are like 90. What's happening?
Bro, like I said, bro, it's all controlled, dog.
I know, bro.
They're trying to like, bro, if they want something to happen, they'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They're just trying to hide the truth, bro.
That's what I'm saying, like, bro.
Bro, like I seen like there's a clip in the movie. I didn't even watch the movie, but there's a clip in the movie. It's like an interview. You could watch the full interview on YouTube, and they cut it out at a weird. Like it makes it look weird. It makes it look like Michael Jackson was trying to sleep with the kid, even though if you watch the full clip, the kid was saying that Michael Jackson was trying to give him the bed, and he's like, I don't know. It was weird, but. Like, yeah, no, he wasn't trying to make him sleep with him, bro. He was giving him the bed to sleep on, and Michael slept on the floor or something.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, like, Michael is a good guy. He was
a genuine soul.
Yeah, it's just everything's so flipped. Like, I grew up with kind of thinking, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, my dad, whatever. But, like, now that we have proof and more internet and stuff, bro, it's insane.
It's sad how, like, everyone kind of switched up on them. And I feel like our generation has, like, the perfect opportunity to kind of, like... bring justice, kind of. I sound like Batman, but
bro.
Like right the wrongs that the older generations did, and like that's what's cool about our generation. We're not scared to like speak up, you know.
No, bro, we're not.
Like I know we said we're not going to talk about the Epstein Island thing, but there was these YouTubers that actually went to the island. Yeah. You guys been seeing this?
I've seen that.
It's insane. That. You have to see that, Cammy.
Yeah,
she wants me to move on. She's trying to silence me. You know who else tried to silence me? The government. I'm joking. You know better than them. I'm joking.
I'll try to...
Yeah. It's true. She's not Canadian. But it's fine. French. No.
Hey, I'm French, bro.
She's French, too, but she's also, like, straight from Paris.
Oh, shit.
Our thing. But she's also... Well, actually, we're not going to talk about Cammy's lore. Because it's... I'm not going to put on the radio in case her ops are listening. There is a warrant out for her arrest.
Shit. God, don't do that though.
We're just joking. Cammy's a spot on citizen. But yo, we are almost out of time. So yo, talk to us just a little bit more before we let you go. What can we expect besides your new music within the next few weeks, few months?
Well,
few years.
I'm sure the yellow fur drop's coming out soon. There, do we got a date? Whatever he says.
Whenever I feel.
When's the yellow coming out?
When's the yellow coming out?
Wait. He's gonna get it.
Okay, we gotta record it.
All right, yeah. When's the yellow fur drop coming?
How flexible are we with the dates? Tomorrow. How's that sound?
Tomorrow it is.
Exclusive fur yellow shirts are dropping tomorrow because I said so. I have so much, like, creative control. This is amazing. So yo, you can find them on their IG right now.
We got a website too.
They also got a website. Yeah. Let me go plug in their Instagram. My fault. Hold on. Let me find their exact. Yeah, fur 1600 800, bro. You can go find them on Instagram. You can even find them on their website, fur1600800.com. Shop fur today.
Yeah.
Shop for right now. It is the hottest thing you can wear this summer.
No cap.
And that, folks, wraps it up for tonight, bro. Shout out to YS Chase.
Thank you.
To Jellaland. Shout out to 233. Shout out to everyone who pulled up. And don't worry, guys. This isn't the last time you're going to see them, because next week we have 233X to come up. It's going to be the craziest episode we've ever had.
Here, we coming back.
The crossover episode of the summer. So yo, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much to YS Chase.
No problem. Shout out the white boy with sauce.
Shout out, bro. Thank you so much. And yo, remember, guys, keep wearing fur, bro. Let's get it. 1690, the come up.
young.